This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Girl, James was so stoked. He laughed so hard when Archie knocked the phone down. We were FaceTiming earlier. Like, he was like, look at his lips. When Archie's leaning over the phone, it's like lip pockets were hanging up. And it was so cute.
Oh, I've seen those videos on like TikTok and Instagram where you have like the dog pretending to text or call, and yes, you just put the phone like right under their face. So they're like looking up like at the phone like that. And so I always try to do that with him whenever I call someone and he's there. It is so, so funny. And then he, of course, like whenever he hears someone say his name, he like batted the phone down.
It was so funny.
It was perfect. I know. Cutie, yeah. Cutie.
James definitely got a kick of that one.
So how was your afternoon?
It was great. Michael's nieces had their dance recital and they did so good. And they wanted me to do their makeup beforehand. So I got up extra early and went over and did their like hair and makeup.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
I know.
You fulfilled like such a, I mean, besides, you know, I'm biased. I think you would be like, you have such good, you always have had mom energy, even with me. I feel like you're my mom half the time, but you also exude really like cool aunt energy too. So I love that.
I feel like I'm rocking the cool, like cool aunt vibe right now.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, you haven't missed anything too exciting over here in Chicago. Archie and I are having just like a apartment cleaning day. So
I need one of those days. It's so tough because I'm like, I'm back in the workflow and it's like Monday through Thursday, I'm doing 10-hour days. And then I get home and I don't want to do anything except for like make myself some food and like veg. And then on the weekends, that's my time with Michael and James. And I am like, it's so beautiful out that like after we record this, I'm heading back down to Akron. But I'm like, man, I would really like to just throw open all the windows, do a nice like deep clean, get some laundry done.
I know, one of those like spring weekend ultra cleans. But
yeah, it's good for the mental health.
10-hour days are long days, though. They are. You're doing 4 10s. That's a long. Yes. How are you adjusting to that schedule?
It was a little tough at first because I wanted to be able to work out. But like eating wise, I don't like to. This is going to sound like so goopy of me. I just don't feel that good if I eat like after like 7 or 8 p.m. I like to, you know,
have an early dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm like, do I pack a lunch and a dinner? Like, trying to figure that out.
I know, because you don't get home until.
No, it's like the commute. This is my only complaint about like Cleveland is the traffic and the commute, because it is so hard to get from the west side to the east side of Cleveland where I work. There's no like quick middle path. There's like opportunity corridor, but that's like stoplight, another block, stoplight, another block, stoplight, another block. And it's like, it still takes me almost 40 minutes to get to work, no matter what way I go. So,
wow.
And it's like 5 miles.
And 4 days of, that's a lot. Like, that's not just, sometimes I think, you know, when you do 3 12s, you kind of just know those are your 3 days and it just is what it is. Four days is, you know, a majority of the week. So it's kind of, I could see how that would be an adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, then it's really nice because the next week I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Saturday or something.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you're doing some weekends. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The clinic is open on the weekends. And you know what? My brother's coming up to visit too. And I was like, Ian, will you let me give you like a facial? Like, just like relax, like I'll deep cleanse your face, we'll suck out your pores, it'll be great. And he's like, yeah, okay, as long as you know. He's like, are you gonna film it and put it on Instagram? Because he's like not like a big Instagram guy. And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Suck it up, bro.
He's such a good kid.
Oh, that'll be really nice. That'll be really nice.
Yeah, he's super excited to see Michael too, because they just like bro out and love each other. It's great.
Yeah. Well, that kind of gets me thinking. Like, I was so happy to see you last weekend in Chicago. It was such a quick trip, but it was so great to see you. But it was a really kind of crazy moment because it made me realize that we've been doing this together now for, I mean, this fall, it will be 2 years that we've been doing this together.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And
are you sick of me yet?
Not at all. But I think this is a perfect time to kind of let our WOMED listeners in on some podcast updates that Danny and I have taken some time to think about. And yes, a big announcement that we have coming. Danny, do you want to do the honors?
This, surprise guys, is the end of season 6. No, the WOMED is not going anywhere just yet. But Jack and I have both decided that we needed to take some time and just be in these new phases of life that we're in. And podcasting, I don't know if y'all are aware, is actually quite a lot of work. But we love doing it. We love having these conversations. We don't want those to go anywhere. We decided that with it being summer and Jack's not teaching this summer and she's got a lot of travel plans and is going to be studying for boards and traveling the world with her incredible boyfriend, which, guys, he's really wonderful. He has like the best energy and he definitely gives McDreamy vibes.
I know, you finally got to meet him.
Finally got to meet him and we went to a concert together and I turned around and as they were leaving, I was like, you got both thumbs up from me, my dude. Like, you're good. You're a good man.
But yes, importantly, like Danny said, we are not going anywhere. We are just very much in need for a break and some time, exactly like you said, to just readjust to all of these changes that we've had in life and take some time and come back in the fall with a new perspective, with some more
energy. Yes.
Did you see me? I'm like, I can't even think of the word energy. I'm so tired.
I know.
Some new energy, some guests. It's going to be great.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it because we're like, Michael and I keep talking about, you know, different plans with James for the summer. And, you know, I formulated my work schedule so that we would always have like some longer weekends, but there would always be days that we could dedicate to the podcast that I would have for recording, which will be really important going into the fall because Jack and I are, you know, we're thinking you guys have been with us for so long. We're so freaking grateful that we just want to keep bringing you better content and like bringing you our best selves.
Absolutely. And we, of course, on the podcast too, always try to connect with our listeners and connect with our medical community that you guys know what it feels like to be overworked when you're overextended. And Danny and I are always harping on here about supporting your own mental health, supporting your own needs. And this is our little way of kind of realizing that, hey, we both have a lot on our plates right now. And the best thing that we can do for ourselves and for the podcast is to just take a little break. And if this is maybe your sign that this is, you know, maybe you have a time coming up that maybe you need to take a little bit of a break too. It's okay if you need to cut your hours. It's okay if you have to say no to certain obligations. It's okay if you have to just take a step back, reassess and reorganize your life and say, hey, you know what? Right now, this just isn't working for me. If that's in your job or it's in relationships or whatever it is. Because Danny, you've had a lot of changes in your life. Can you think of a time, like another time recently, where you kind of had to reassess and cut certain things just out temporarily?
Yeah. I mean, I would say probably the last time that I took a break from the WOMED when I was still doing it solo. Mm-hmm. And I had just gotten offered like this new position at work, at the office that I was working at. And that involved a lot more training. And I really wanted to be really, really good at it. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like doing the podcast was just an extra like overwhelming piece. Like I was, I needed to take some time and recharge. And, but I don't think people totally realize, and if I'm wrong in this, like I apologize, but Jack and I have been pumping out episodes for almost 2 years, like every Friday. Like we haven't taken more than like a 2 week break for the holidays. Like, so if you think about that, that's like 50 episodes. We've done like almost 100 episodes.
Yeah.
In the last year.
But you and I both find so much inspiration in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is and so our meaningful. Guests. Yeah, exactly. To both of us. And we knew that, you know, we wanted this break just to be temporary, just to kind of readjust to all these new life changes and hopefully come back in the fall. I remember, as you know, I've been a WOMED fan since you started back with Danny Levesque. And it's crazy because I remember your last episode before you had me come on, where you kind of sat down with listeners and you said, hey, I'm just having a lot of life transitions right now. I just need to take a little bit break. I'll be back soon. And then sure enough, you came back with me, which was like, I had never thought that was going to happen in a million years. But I do remember that episode. Is it kind of like, are you feeling any bits of nostalgia or feeling, wow, my life has changed so much since I sat down to make that last I Need a Break episode?
Holy cow. Yes. Because for one, I was still recording on the floor of my closet. Like I hadn't created a little podcast studio area. And I think at that point I was so, I just didn't know what direction life was going to go. And looking back at everything that has happened to both of us in the last 2 years.
Walk us through it. Like what has changed for you in the last 2 years? Besides finding a recording space.
besides creating a space in my 700 square foot apartment between the kitchen and the bathroom, that's actually an entry into the bathroom, but it's not an entry into, it wasn't an entry into the bathroom anymore because I turned that into my little recording cubby. Man, the last 2 years I started therapy twice a month. And because I really wanted to focus on, when you get to that point where, and I don't know if you have, but like for me, I definitely got to a point where I was like, am I the common denominator in why relationships aren't working out or why I'm scared to like open up to somebody, why I'm like actually like, am I like causing all this for myself? Mm-hmm. Am I just stuck in this rut and this cycle? And that was one of the big initiators for me to go into therapy. And that was a huge, huge thing for me to undertake because A, I could finally financially support it. And I knew I needed it. I really needed that time to take care of myself. And I still see my therapist twice a week. That has not changed. But that also helped me be prepared to take a chance and go back on Paradise when producers called me. And then even further, it's like, then I met Michael. And things, I mean, if you watch the show or listen to the podcast, you know, we are so in love with each other. We have all the inside jokes and we laugh all the time. And it is a beautiful freaking relationship that had I not taken these steps, you know, taken time away from the WOMED, had time to start investing in myself with therapy and investing in my job and my career, that, you know, in that break, that off time, I might not be here. I might not be sitting in Cleveland with a brand new job that I freaking love and an amazing boyfriend with his cute freaking little son
I will say, having seen you guys this past weekend, when the last time I saw you two together was
New Year's Eve,
so months ago, it was so beautiful to see you guys now a few months later, because I think when we saw you on New Year's, you guys were still pretty hot off the show. Like, the show had just, was it still airing, or it had just come out? Like, it had just finished filming?
It had just finished filming, probably.
Like, I'm sorry, a month
and a half.
Airing. It had just been airing.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving was the first time we were allowed to be in public together.
Okay. Yes.
So it's been a month after that.
So you guys, it had just finished airing. So literally when you guys were in Chicago, you both were getting stopped every 5 seconds. It was constant, like, oh my God, take a picture with us. Oh my God, Danielle and Michael. And it was just kind of like a whirlwind. And I think you guys too were in such like a delicate part of the relationship while your like relationship is still being aired on national TV. So it was such seriously, it was so great to see you guys just this past weekend. It was beautiful weather in Chicago. We were just like, you guys, it was just like normal. You guys, like,
yes,
were so just, you, I'm like, there's so much I want to say. You guys were, you guys so compliment each other. I love just watching the two of you in a group setting, because Michael's like, kind of like matches an energy of my brother-in-law. Like, so
they're,
I've been
the
around
same
this energy
person
before. So like, Michael comes in with this like hot energy. He's smiling, he's laughing, he's cracking jokes. And you are just like kind of in the corner, just like listening, but just throwing in your little like one-liners, and like kind of bringing Michael back down to earth. But you guys had such like a fun weekend where you got to explore Chicago, stay in a new neighborhood in Wicker Park. And I'm just, I cannot say how, what, of course, I'm so happy for you guys. But I'm so happy to see you entering this new phase of your relationship where, yes, you moved to a new city. You're kind of still transitioning with that, but you are finding some normalcy and some stability.
Yeah, that has been so wild. And it's like when people sit there and they're like, well, why aren't you engaged yet? It's almost been a year. And it's like, I just want people to think about this. We met in a really weird circumstance. We couldn't be in public together or acknowledge our relationship in public for almost 3.5-4 months after that. So we had been dating for 6 months by the time that we could finally be like, yeah, this is my boyfriend. And we were still long distance.
Yeah.
And so like, we've literally only been dating in the same city and been able to have like unlimited access to each other for like 3.5-4 months. Like, there's so many layers to this that it's like, we have other circumstances too. That's like, let us be super happy in this moment, because we are having the best time and we are building this super strong foundation and just having the time of our lives. And I thank you so much for saying that, because it's, like, we feel it so much that it's just, it's really sweet that it translates like that too, to our loved ones.
Well, it also reminds me of when the show was airing and you guys were getting a lot of heat about like it looking like it, you know, that you guys were taking it too slow, or you haven't said, I love you yet. And there's no engagement at the end of the show. And now it's been, you know, since, like you said, Thanksgiving, the holidays, and you know, if you watch Bachelor in Paradise, you know, Danny and Michael are the, you know, still together, the only couple together lasted from the show. And I think it says a lot about the both of your characters that you guys are just like normal freaking people with the right values. And you've had a lot of life experience and know what it takes to make a healthy and stable relationship work. And that takes time. That doesn't just, you know, mean, you know, yes, you can fall in love in a really romantic and beautiful way, but you exactly said it. You're building that foundation. You have that stability, you're building trust, and all of those things take time. And I just think it's really admirable. And I hope that people that fell in love with you guys on the show, that watched your love story on Bachelor in Paradise, like, it really is a true love story, because it's realistic. It's reality. This is how relationships actually work in the real world.
that aren't toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jack, I feel like, oh God, you have had such a wild last 2 years. And if you're like comfortable, how is this, you know, break feeling like for you, you know, with everything, like, especially with this new phase that you're in, everything that you have gone through and, you know, maintain this incredible work ethic through teaching, through divorce, through like everything.
Business, teaching, school. Oh my gosh. Well, there's a lot to say. So I'm going to try to give our listeners kind of just the quick version, whether or not you listen to our one-on-one episodes or solo episodes, just Danny and I, or not. Yeah, 2 years ago, when Danny reached out to me to co-host the WOMED, I was married in what I thought was a really happy marriage. I lived in a beautiful home with my husband and our two Great Danes. Danny had come to visit and stayed with us in that home. And right around when we started kind of getting more serious into recording the podcast and getting ready for that first that season four, I think it was, or was it season five? Season five.
It's season five.
That season five to come out in the fall is when some things really started to change in my marriage. And over the course of that first year that Danny and I were together, I ended up going through a really traumatic divorce. It was one, something that I didn't see coming, but two, it pushed me emotionally and mentally into the darkest place I've ever been in my life by far. I was, you know, towards the end of our marriage, kind of leading up to our separation, I started an SSRI. I continued going to therapy. We had seen a couples counselor that I started to see one-on-one. So there was, you guys, literally at the time when I was seeing two therapists to try to figure out how to get through this time, I lost like a scary amount of weight because I just could not eat. I was sick to my stomach. I was so depressed. I moved in back with my family at the same time, was finishing my DNP, was finishing my doctoral degree, was running Riot Healers, running a business, was working through the pandemic as a community health nurse. I had a fellowship on my shoulders. I had my doctoral work that was going to get published. And so I was not just finishing the DNP work, but trying to get it published outside. I had so much going on. And honestly, looking back, I think that saved me in a way, is having that as a, I don't know if it was a healthy distraction, but having work as an outlet where I could just work and get shit done and feel like I was contributing and feeling fulfilled. Like, and then the podcast, like all, looking back, all of those things really saved my life. It put me in a really great financial and career place to be able to leave the marriage. You know, by the end of that semester, by the spring of that year, like we started recording in the fall, by the spring, divorced, living on my own, had felt like I had the rug ripped from under me, moved out of our home, never saw our dogs again. I had relied so much on my friends and family for support, especially you, Danielle. And it's crazy to think back, like I can listen to some of these episodes where we have these catch-up episodes and go back to those times that truly like were the darkest in my life. And coming out now, it'll be 2 years now by the time we start recording in the fall. So it's been about, to give everyone context, it's been about a year since I've been fully divorced on my own. And I have to say, like, it sounds so corny, but I take a lot of pride in where I've gotten myself through in that past year.
Should.
Finishing really my doctorate, publishing my work, growing Riot Healers to a place I never would have imagined We grew the podcast drastically in this past year. We have such a big community of listeners on the podcast. My relationships are in a really great place with all of my friends and family because they really helped me go through a difficult time. I signed like my dream job to work as faculty at UIC. Everything is like in place. Like I really am in such a happy place in my life now. But that being said, you know, when you go through a divorce and go through a relationship that leaves you with a lot of trauma, it's not just like a snap of the fingers that things get better. I started dating again. I've traveled all over the world. And now I've found a partner that I'm dating more seriously. And it's been very healing in certain ways, but I'm still so much in those early stages of dating someone after a difficult relationship where my trust is completely lost in men. My trust in relationships is lost. There's a lot of trust issues that I'm working through with my therapist and now with him. And I'm lucky, you know, I think if this is ever going to work for someone that's been through a lot in relationships, in order to kind of heal those wounds, you can do a lot on your own. But then when you introduce someone else into the mix, that's when those issues can really start to come up and you can feel really triggered. So I am grateful to find someone that's patient and honest and stable and has just made this as easy as it can be to try to heal some of these wounds that are still there. So overall, I'm really excited this summer to continue therapy, but also to just kind of have some fun. I mean, I was in a really, like I said, a really dark place. And even though I traveled all last summer, it was still working through a lot of darkness. And so I'm happy now to just be in a more stable place with my career and with my living situation and everything else on the list. Like everything else is stable. So you know what? Let's like take a deep breath and have some fun. Let's laugh again. Let's smile again. Let's go on trips again and be goofy and silly and not take things so seriously. Like that's kind of the point that I'm in life. And I'm just really, really grateful.
I'm so damn proud of you.
I couldn't have done it without you. And I tell that to all of to you, my twin sister, and my two best friends, Kate and Marissa, who you now know, Danielle, who Danielle knows personally. Well, yeah, and we all have friends. A group chat, and it's the best.
But it's a really great group chat.
It's a great group chat. It's like my favorite group chat. It's amazing.
It is. I look forward
guys,
to it.
You guys really like saved my life, truly. Like I could not have gone through it without you guys.
We're here. You're stuck with me.
You're stuck with me. I know. We both have been through so much this past 2 years that like makes me emotional thinking about it.
I know. What are we gonna do? Like there's a tiny little part of me that's low-key worried we're not gonna talk for like 4 months and then come back for the
absolutely not. I'm planning my next trip to Cleveland. I'm planning my trip to Cleveland and I'm going to see you soon. No, it'll be really nice. And I'm excited to come back. I feel like knowing Danny and I, we say we're going to take a break, but we're going to have all of these ideas for the podcast over the summer that we're just going to be constantly like working on a Google Doc. Well, what do you think about this guest? And what do you think of this idea?
We're gonna be, lining things up.
Danny already called me this morning coming up with a new idea. She's like, hear me out. When we come back in the fall, what do you think about this? So don't worry, guys. We are already working on the fall.
Exactly. And to be honest, I think fall is going to come in real hot because the other big looming thing that we have not finished yet is our eggs. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have been wondering what my hemoglobin is up to. Y'all, it's up to 9.1. And I begged our doctor. I'm like, listen, I finally got a PCP appointment. I'm going to get this figured out. Can you give me some like packed cells or something? Just give me a blood transfusion while we're doing this. And he's like, no, Danielle, but I'm happier now that it's not 8.5 and it's 9.1. So good job. Let's keep going. Keep eating iron. And we can like start your cycle. So I'm like, oh, are kind of sweating.
And I think that you and I actually, Danielle, I think that we're actually going to be able to sync it up. I haven't heard from Dr. Olson yet.
Okay.
But I am also really hoping to do this process in June. I've canceled all of my trips. I don't have anything going on. I'm here. I've got like a bunch of weddings and stuff happening later on in the summer. So June, awesome. I think June is our month. I don't want to jinx it, but I think June is our month. And it may have been delayed quite a bit, but if we end up actually syncing this up and doing it together, it would be fucking awesome. So I really hope that this works out, guys. Fingers crossed.
Oh my God. I hope so. I really hope so. So that I can just get this done. Because real talk for our menstruating humans out there, I don't know if anyone else struggles with this. My body wants to have a period. It just wants to do it. And I honestly feel better when I have a period.
See, I love that for you, but mine does not.
Like, my body likes that regularity. Yeah. And I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she's like, oh, yeah, no, like, my body feels so much better. Like, it's almost like a cleansing. It's like you're building up all this stuff throughout this month, and like these emotions are like holding on to this like bad stuff. And she's a little bit more like witchy than I am. But I'm like, no, yeah, I totally feel that. And she's like, and then you just shed it all out.
Yeah.
Start over. I'm like, yeah, because my body just, it doesn't care. It's just going to like, it literally just wants to bleed, which does not help my hemoglobin.
No. Well, what are you going to do? Like after that, are you going to, you know, if you like to have a period, but when you have a period, you get severely anemic. This is like the nurse practitioner brain coming in where I'm like, but we're gonna have a problem, so
like, I'm just gonna fake tan and pretend it's not a problem.
Just drink a lot of matcha, caffeinated matcha beverages.
I literally don't have my ring light on right now because I'm like, still look like a Twilight character. It's better. And it looks so dead.
Oh my God. Well, I'm very concerned about your hemoglobin. As we talked about with I don't know if we even talked about this on one of our episodes. Oh yeah, we did talk about my vitamin D level. I finally did talk to Dr. Ultra and I got my vitamin D back and it is really low. It's not, vitamin D is like one of those things where, yes, you want to supplement, you want to fix it. It's not as, I don't want to say like it's not as serious. I mean, it's just not, it's as serious as being
like, can I just go somewhere and get like anemic, a unit of blood?
I know, honestly, that's what I was thinking. Or just like some sort of, yeah, I don't know, that's what I was thinking. I mean, that's what
athletes they would do. Can do it. What is that, blood doping?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, actually,
blood dope me.
Actually, athletes can't do it, but they're not supposed to, at least.
But fine, I won't go to Russia.
Yeah, go to Russia and get it done. No, but so hopefully in, you know, by the time you get started, you have what, like a few more weeks to kind of focus on your supplements and stuff. I'm gonna sit my ass outside and take my vitamin D and hopefully we can both get started.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Month. It would be, or it's not even a month. It's like
10 days.
It's in 10 days. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, I feel like I need you to kind of sit me down and just be like, Jackie, we need to get this done, because the procrastinator in me is going to be like, let's not.
Jackie, we need to get this done.
Fuck. Okay, Danielle. Okay.
Okay. I need to get this done.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay. Fine.
Please,
fine.
For the love of God, let me get this done.
Well,
should we talk about the other addition a little bit more that we want to bring to the podcast?
Yeah. So other than that, I think we've kind of wrapped up like what, you know, the last 2 years for everybody.
Yeah.
We kind of talked already about what our plans are in the next 10 days. We've talked about what our plans are for the summer. Mm-hmm. What are our plans for when we come back in the fall?
Jack and I, through, you know, like y'all friends fight. Okay. And sometimes our work ethics are not the same. And sometimes someone just can't, me, get up to the level of Jack. And I really want to, but it's also something that I'm working on with my therapist.
You've also been like anemic for the past year.
Yeah, I like my brain just has not been functioning. So for the benefit of the podcast and especially our friendship, Jack and I are bringing on an intern. Now, guys, this is not going to be like a position that like you can't leave the bedside. You can't quit your job. This is like,
Don't quit your day job.
This is side hustle. This is like weekend extra fun cash. Okay. But we desperately need someone who knows how to work Canva, can make our social media clips, can post for us, and engage with our followers and, you know, just help us with some of the, with the workload of finding guests, vetting some of these people that reach out to us and just kind of finding the right guests to really focus in on, maybe help with a little bit of research and like, you know, scheduling, stuff like that. We just really need a WellMed assistant. We would love for it to be, you know, someone in medicine, maybe like a nursing student looking for some extra cash, you know, and you, we would probably bring you on the podcast for like a couple episodes, you know, that could be fun.
Totally. I think our intern or our assistant would be able to sit in on any of our episodes if they wanted to just kind of be a fly on the wall and listen in. Also, yeah. I mean, you would be really involved in how we run the podcast and maybe, you know, if this is something that you've thought about doing for yourself one day, like you've thought about maybe making a side hustle for yourself, or that's something that interests you. Hey, maybe this is like your first kind of look into what it looks like to have something outside of your nursing job. But again, like we said, doesn't have to be a nurse, doesn't have to be a nursing student. But we would probably love somebody that's in medicine, because as you know, that is our primary focus here, is bringing on voices in medicine. But exactly like Danny said, if you love social media, if you want to help us vet guests, schedule guests, help us maybe create the documents that we use to prepare for episodes, we'll have probably a much more detailed sheet when we actually start interviewing people and getting serious about bringing people on. But we are ready for you in the fall. So,
oh my God, I'm so excited. Like we are literally going to be interviewing guests. I already started a spreadsheet with some of the people that reached out about it already.
I have a pretty good candidate already too, that I'm really excited to interview. So I know I'm so honored that people are already reaching out and wanting to be our potential intern or assistant. So
yeah,
we're excited.
Yeah. And we can't wait to meet y'all, because we need you.
So
desperately.
The best way I would say to reach us would be
through email.
Unfortunately, a lot of our DMs tend to get lost just because we have a lot of different people kind of in and out of our DMs. So I would be careful with the DMs. I would say the best way to reach us is email us at thewomedpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to even put in the subject title, assistant position or intern position, we will definitely see it and we will be getting back to you hopefully pretty soon.
Jack, I have one final question for you. Are you back on your iced coffee now that it's so freaking beautiful outside? Or, I knew it.
You guys hear that?
No.
Oh, I'm spitting all over my freaking computer. I'm trying to make the sound that everyone knows when you're swirling your perfect iced coffee. Yes, I'm on an iced coffee kick. It brings me so much freaking happiness every day. I look forward to it. It would help me get out of bed in the morning. I've been making a little iced latte every morning with my iced espresso, vanilla, and oat milk. What have you been drinking? Anything, any changes? Any changes now that it's summer? Any iced matchas?
No, I'm like not like an iced bev girl. I mean, unless it's like iced tea, but like not like an iced milky bev. No, I still drink the hot stuff even during the summer, but it hasn't gotten like hot here yet. Like I'm I have no hemoglobin. I'm cold. I'm a cold bitch.
Yeah. You're going to be wearing cute cable knit sweaters all summer.
I literally, and shorts. I can do that. Yeah, it's layers. It's okay. Layers.
Well, we like that. We like that.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, we really appreciate you sitting in with us for these past two seasons. We are excited to come back for season 7 this fall. We will still be here. This are sending some updates maybe through Instagram and when you can definitely expect us to come back. You'll hear some updates about our egg freezing journey. But if you are interested in that position that we talked about, again, email us at thewomedpodcast@gmail.com and we will get back to you soon.
We seriously love y'all so much. And thank you for sticking around with us for the last 6 seasons. And trust me, season 7 is going to be insane. It's going to be unlike anything you ever thought you'd hear from us.
Yeah.
So please come back to us.
We hope that you have a restful, sunny, hopefully exciting summer as well. And we will catch you on the other side, which is the fall. On that note, WOMED
out.